Welcome to Talent Talks, the series where we meet international professionals who bring their expertise to North Savo and Kuopio. Today we're joined by Varsa Surpali, who works as a community coordinator at Settlementti Puijola in Kuopio. Welcome, Varsa.
Thank you very much for having me here. It's a pleasure to be at Savon Allot and to talk to you.
You are originally from India. Varsa, could you start by telling us a little bit yourself?
I'm basically from southern part of India, Karnataka state to be precise. And I grew up in a small family with one brother and one sister. And I studied as a lawmaker, or I studied law in my country, and I also practiced in local courts and in the High Court of Karnataka. And that's my education background. I have two backgrounds, basically. I have a Bachelor of Arts, and I also have a Bachelor of Law. So from then, when I was practicing, I got married, and my husband was at that time working in Belgium. And we moved to Belgium with him, and we were there for some time. And then we moved to USA because he originally was studying in USA, and then he had taken a job in Belgium for the time being. And when he got job, we moved back to US for some time. And but later on, things changed. We went to India, and then we came to Finland. So because it's a kind of a global trotting thing. So we came to Joensuu in Finland, and it was almost pretty much November end. And it was such a deep snow at that time. I still remember the day I came. I was in a simple coat, which is meant probably for autumn, and it was minus 25 in Joensuu.
Okay, you came to Finland about over 20 years ago.
Yes.
And first in Joensuu.
Yes, we were in Joensuu.
Okay, and then to Kuopio.
Yeah, and then we moved to Kuopio. My husband got job in then it was the Kuopio University, so not at the Itä-Suomen Yliopisto like Eastern Finland University. So he got job here. So by then my daughter was born, and we moved here to Kuopio. Yes.
Varsa Surpali, you have lived in Finland now about over 20 years.
Yes.
How did you settle in Kuopio and Finland?
Kuopio was, in a way, it was very different because I came here in pretty much during summertime, and since my daughter was born, and it was kind of very different life for me already, from bachelor to, you know, being parents. Not bachelor, but as just, you know, like a pair couple to parents. It was a journey for me at that time, and I think days flew quite fast. I was still kind of taking care of my daughter and staying at home mom. Years were not really as easy as I thought at that time. When I think back, you know, like I can see, you know, like how many things were different for me at that time, because I had studied Finnish language for about 3 months, and after that I stayed in maternity leave, and I completely forgot by the time my daughter was ready to go to the daycare. And it was really a kind of different situation, but I never really thought at that time that, you know, it's a difficult situation. Yes.
You have lived in Belgium and USA. How different is if you compare Finland, Belgium or USA? Mm-hmm. We are Western cultural. Is this same in Belgium or in USA? How do you think?
Belgium was the first foreign nation which I visited. Mm. So it was, I'd already had a big cultural shock at that time. So it was so different for me. And But Belgium was really like, it was more multicultural by that time, and it had more Indians. So I really didn't feel, once I got to know other, you know, like Asian country people, mm-hmm. like Indians, and there were Pakistanis, Bangladeshis and all. And it was, we had, you always develop a kind of circle. And also we had the Belgian people, or maybe my husband used to work in the university there, so he had friends from all over Europe and Australia, and also we had this kind of a big circle there, mm-hmm. friendship and everything, and everybody spoke English, and it was much more easier. Weather was already a shock for me, and I will tell you one interesting thing. Whenever all of us talked about Scandinavia or Nordic mm-hmm. countries, at that time we were like, oh my God, those people are so tall and, you know, like so brooding, and like it was kind of a Viking thing, you know. Everybody from Scandinavia or Nordic country was a Viking for us. So it's so dark there, and it's so this and that, and it was a kind of total image, total different image. So I was like, oh right, oh, it could be like that. And then when we got to know that we are moving to Finland, I was like, my God, are we moving to a Viking country? But then when you actually come to this place, you realize that, you know, it's totally different. It's really like something, that kind of shock was there. Mm. You know, oh, okay, it's not like we imagined or talked about. So that was something which I had to think back, that, you know, kind of, I wouldn't call it prejudice, but, you know, like preconceptions. Mm. About certain countries or certain people is always something which we shouldn't do.
You are listening to Talent Talk radio show, and we have guest Varsa Surpali. So you work in Settlementti Pujola as a community coordinator. For those who don't know what is Settlementti Pujola, can you tell a little bit what is Settlementti Pujola?
Settlementti Pujola is a social field organization which has been working in Kuopio region for the last 30 years. Next year we will be celebrating our 30th year here. And the Settlementti Pujola offers assistance and support to people who have from different walks of life, you know, like we have so many different projects that bring a kind of support system to the people. For example, my workplace is International Meeting Point Kompassi, and that is where we have most customers, or we call them customers, we don't know what it is in English, but visitors, as you can say, are from a migrant background, and it's their first, we call it as it's their first home, where they can get the first support system with advice and guidance and language classes and hobby groups and events and whatnot. And Pujola also offers different projects and different services. Recently, we have started a project for families, migrant families who have moved here, and their kids are in the Valmentava Kaulo, that is the preparatory school, learning. So the project workers work as a bridge between the school and the children and their families, and they give some guidance and advice. And
you work as a community coordinator in Pujola Settlementti in Kompassi. Mm-hmm. Tell about a little bit your work. What do you do?
community coordinator work is something which is quite wide range. Basically, my job is taking care of the volunteer work at Kompassi, and I'm event organizer also. Of course, all things are done along with my colleagues, but you know, the kind of main responsibility, or the main person who plans these things, and those are my responsibility. And also I am responsible for the groups that were run in Kompassi, like hobby groups. We have very many different hobby groups, like music group and yoga group, and I also connect and coordinate with different organizations around Kuopio, which is needed for my work, and Kuopio city, and whichever way, and some stats, and you know, like we have about usually we have about 80 volunteers per year who are actively involved in our activities throughout the year. So some organizing something for them and being in touch with them, so it's kind of routine work.
Varsa Surpali, you have lived in Finland about over 20 years. Before we start this interview, we talk Finnish, and you speak very good Finnish, I think. How important is language learning in integration, and what has your own journey with Finnish been like?
When I moved to Finland, you know, like situation was very different. So I had that bit of a mindset about the situation I went through, because when I came here, we didn't have any work permit and not even permit to study language. So from those days to the days when now, you know, like everywhere you have options, opportunities to study language, you cannot imagine how difficult it was to even get somebody to teach you some Finnish. And you had to stay at home because you didn't have any work, right? So I say that, you know, the current generation which is coming to Finland through different various reasons, and they have much better options to study language. And I do think that language is a very important part of any integration process. It doesn't matter whether it's Finland or it's any other country. As long as you learn the language, your life is much more smoother, whether it's work life or it's regular life, connecting with people. It goes a lot more smoother, in my opinion. So, and also it's kind of, in my opinion, it's kind of respect to the country you are living in. Yes, but we hear a lot of different opinions about languages. Why should language be that most of utmost importance when getting a job? But then I do agree too that talent shouldn't be based on the job. But then Finland is a very small country with 5 million people, and Finnish is the only language they know. And it's not that open to multiculturalism as many of the European countries are, if I can say so, especially like US is. So I think we kind of, all of us, you know, in the society should take more steps towards integrating with each other.
So how do you think, Varsa, that we Finnish people, we change language to English when we meet a foreign people? Must we speak Finnish or English? How do you think?
I think Finnish speaking should be encouraged, but you cannot expect a person who has been in Finland for 3 to 4 months and with no possibility to learn the language to be able to speak Finnish. So there has to be consideration about the situation at that moment. You know, like after 20 years, if I'm going somewhere and then if people talk to me in English, then that's not the right thing. So if a person knows Finnish, I would prefer that person would use Finnish language as a communication tool. But if a person doesn't know, then it would be nice if Finnish people can, you know, like try to communicate in a common language. But then, you know, like common language may not be English either. So we have to think about that, because there are people from so many different backgrounds. Most of them don't know English either. So or very little English, and communication language can be basically, it's like body language. So we cannot think that, you know, English is the only language which can be a communication tool. So in my opinion, it's best to go with the local language than think of, you know, like making any other language as the main language of communication. As long as people learn and then try to speak a bit of Finnish, the communication tool should be that. But otherwise, you know, like it would be good if Finnish people know some English or other languages, they would use that language as communication.
Varsa Surpali, what advice would you give to other international talents considering a move to Kuopio or Finland?
I say that Finland is a fantastic country. I do know that in the beginning it might feel that it's after the honeymoon, we call it as honeymoon period. You know, it feels like you have kind of lost your way, and the weather and everything might start to depress you, and the language barriers might depress you and all those things. But I have gone through all that. I know how difficult it is. I stayed at home for almost 2 years until I got my Finnish language course. I didn't have a friend. I stayed here. I didn't think in a negative way because I knew it's my choice to come to this country. It wasn't like somebody, you know, like pulled me here and then put me here. So when it's your choice, you have to, you know, like, I feel that it's more your responsibility to kind of make more efforts. And blaming anyone or blaming the country or for it, its weather or its people, I think it's a futile attempt. Of course, complaints are always there, and it's your right to have complaints, but don't make it, turn it into a negative thing, because that will hurt you more than anybody else. You need to keep a positive attitude and try to, you know, like, adjust to, if you are studying, study hard. Along with that, learn the language also, and try to make networking. Finding job is very difficult. I do understand that, but you know, like, situation is like that in many countries, and one should actually understand the situation. Well, of course, also the government has the responsibility, because especially if you come as student, and then if you are allowing the people to come as their dependents, you know, like, government also needs to step up a little more efforts that, you know, they get into the system and integration process and learn our language or find jobs much more easily, and offer something for them to look forward to their future in Finland and stay here.
Thank you, Vaasa, for sharing your story and insight with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anssi, for having me here.